welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noob's Book Club. I'm reading and reacting to Dragons of Deceit, the latest Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman book from the Dragonlance series. In this episode, I'm covering Chapter 26 and 27. Chapter 26 was supposed to come out on Thursday, but I think Aiden had soccer that day, and then Fridays are busy, as we said. And then yesterday we had Aiden's soccer tournament. So both Chapter 26 and Chapter 27 are coming out today, which means that we're still on schedule, even though we ended up being one episode coming out later than expected. Chapter 26. Taz chases after Mary / Destina. He finds her. She implores him to leave. The spell wears off in a dazzling show of light. When over, Taz realizes that Mary is gone again. When he goes to find her, he sees a human woman hiding and flitting through the shadows of the trees. When she ignores him, he goes off to find help elsewhere. First, he goes to the inn. Being night, nobody is there. So then, he goes to Tika and Karaman's house. After reminding himself to knock, he then bursts into the house. They both give him a hard time for coming in so late and not wanting him to wake the baby. He explains what happened and calls for them to release the hellhounds. Karaman corrects him. Bloodhounds. It was pretty funny. He was running through the streets saying, "Release the hellhounds! Release the hellhounds!" So I got a kick out of that part. He then tells Tika, who doesn't believe him. She feeds him and asks him to explain more so that she can figure out better what's going on. He tells her about Mary and about the ring she gave him. Tika asks him to clarify, and he says he forgot how he acquired the ring. She asks how he felt after getting the ring. He says friendly towards Mary. She and Karaman both break it to him that the ring is magical, and Mary put a spell on him. He spins it as a positive, saying that she liked him so much as to use magic ring on him. They try to impress upon him that she's just using him. That's when he gets around to telling them about the time travel device. They then get back to the part about Mary running off, and they come to the conclusion that Mary and Destina are working together. Tika brings up Destina after Taz mentions the device. They make him swear an oath not to discuss the device before he leaves to go to bed. When he wakes up for breakfast, he hears a knock at the door. He greets Mary at the door. They discuss the happenings of the night before. She tries to get him to tell her the poem for the device. He remembers the oath and doesn't. She gets mad and tells him that she's going off to Palanthas anyway. If she gets the device, at least she can go with it to Ungar, and they can figure out the rest. He offers to come along, even though he knows it will be a long journey. She tells him that she has a dragon that can take them. This cements it for Taz. Riding a dragon again? Heck yes! Before he goes, he lets it slip to TK and Karaman. And Karaman gives him a hard time, but Taz says he's going anyway, because he's Taz. Chapter 27. Destina, again disguised as Mary, goes to meet Saber at the designated spot. She has both doubts about acquiring the device and feels guilty for all of the deception. But, reminded of everything that went wrong after her father died, she pushes that feeling to the side. When she meets with Saber, he immediately sees through the shape-shifting spell. She admits everything to him. Almost everything. She tells enough that it becomes irritated with her. This breaks her, and she starts crying as Taz shows up. She sends him off to pick flowers, because Saber needs to talk to her about being included in the lie. Taz goes off to pick flowers. Saber indicates that he's more or less done with Destina, and only agrees to continue because of Taz. But he will only do so if she promises to come clean and tell Taz. She says she will that night, because she wants to get going. If the spell wears off while they're traveling in the air, bad things could happen. They take flight and stop the camp for the night. Saber takes the chance to fly off and let Destina tell Taz the truth. She tells him everything. When she tells him about shape-shifting and tries to shift back, the spell doesn't work. Taz mentioned that the gem winked at him when she tried. She then just wants to let the spell wear off. Taz, for some reason, uses this moment to tell her how to use the device. By that time, the spell should have worn off, but it doesn't. She tries to manually change back. That also fails again. She is still a Kender at the end of the chapter. And now for my reaction. Things are starting to come together. Again, I'll pat myself on the back a little bit for realizing that they meant for Destina to eventually become a villain. While the jury is still out if they take it that far, they're definitely foreshadowing it quite a bit with these two chapters, especially chapter 27. She suffers a crisis of conscience and decided that her journey and quest override that. Yes, she comes clean every time. And honestly, that's the thing keeping me from embracing that idea fully. I can't figure out how to reconcile that with the narrative of her as a villain. It could be one of two things. Either her upbringing is such that it will prevent her from giving in fully to her grief, or this is those last vestiges of goodness shining through before her grief fully consumes her. I can't tell yet which it is, but I'm leaning towards the latter. She was such an unlikable character before that it makes it easy to brand her the villain. Besides, they can always blame it on the Grey Gem later. They definitely set up for that possibility at the end of chapter 27 as well. Also, the farce is completely gone. They try to keep the mood light with Tasselhoff's usual cheery demeanor, but things head south quickly. It makes sense. The whole book can't be comic relief unless you commit to that from the beginning. They definitely haven't. Sure, there have been lighthearted tales in the Dragonlance saga, but Weiss and Hickman aren't usually responsible for them. But fear not, fellow fans of the ridiculous. I have a feeling that at least one more comedy of errors is coming in the book. Also, we may finally have an answer as to why there's a red dragon on the cover. Saber seems absolutely pissed off at Destina. He initially goes on with their lies for the sake of adventure. But now, I think he's seeing her as deceitful and manipulative and willing to do anything necessary to attain her goals. So, a falling out between them is imminent. I wonder if it comes about as a result of him trying to thwart her, or simply because he gets sick of her. And I'm not entirely sure which I prefer. I think the first offers more storytelling possibility, while the latter allows me to get out some of my frustration by yelling, "Yes, girlfriend!" in vehement agreement of his assessment of her character. So, something else to look forward to. I talked briefly with Chris about this podcast, because I mentioned how I couldn't make it to Magic the Gathering yesterday because of Aiden's soccer tournament. He joked, "Damn kids and their activities," to which I replied, "Even so, I still have more time to do the things I enjoy." I then mentioned the USFL page, the YouTube videos, and this show. This is just my long-winded way of saying that when he mentioned listening to the show, I admitted that the book wasn't as much fun as I hoped. That obviously comes as no surprise, but it bears repeating. I plan on doing a final wrap-up episode with an overall review of the book. As of right now, I have to say that it is uneven at best. I am known to change my mind because of a great ending, so maybe they turn it around with the ending. I've been saying I have faith, but I wonder now, because that faith has definitely been shaken. On Tuesday, I have 28 and 29 planned. 30 is Thursday, and 31 is Sunday. I think 28 and 29 are the only two-chapter episode that I have planned for this week. And then that leaves six more chapters, which we'll cover over the next 2 weeks. Then I'll do the overall review of the book that I mentioned. And we will get right into Ready Player One. As always, thanks for listening. If you haven't already, you can find us at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles, a link to the YouTube channel I mentioned, and you can also get to the USFL page there as well. I will talk to you Tuesday. See you then. Bye, guys.
We are Two Guys Gaming.